Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Our parents have always helped kids with their schoolwork, but this year parents might be going a little out of the lines. Okay, I think this morning's going to be a little confession session with Lori, who I understand from producer Janine. Lori, you have a kid at home, virtual learning, right?
I do, yes.
Okay, so tell us what's going on.
Well, I may have helped him a little bit too much with his math homework because he got put into sixth grade advanced math program, and he's really not that smart. And so now I'm like, do I let him just experience the advanced program, or do I like put a stop to it now? Like, I don't know.
Okay, so what did you do to help your son?
Well, he struggles with math, and I helped him. I didn't have a whole lot of time to explain it, and so I may have just helped him too much.
Uh-huh, you did it for him?
It sounds like a lot of teaching. It's a lot of explaining in details, and I don't have time for it.
Wow, Mama's busy. Now, how did you find out that he got into this advanced program?
Well, he had this online test, and I helped him, but I had no clue that it was, like, for advanced placement.
Oh, gosh.
Lori, you're okay to tell us right now that you let your son cheat to get into this gifted program.
Well, I may have helped him a little too much. I don't know if it was cheating. It wasn't intentional cheating. It wasn't intentional.
It was non-intentional cheating. I like
well,
this.
Well, I mean,
okay.
if you took the test either for him or with him, then it's you can confess cheating to us that you cheated to put your son in this gifted program.
I think if I would have known it was for the gifted program, I would not have helped so much.
Okay, so now that your son is in this class, do you think he'll be able to hang? Like, is that the question for group therapy this morning? Do you let him stay in the class? You got him in. You might have to do his homework all year.
I know.
And she is giddy.
Well, at this point, like, with all of the virtual learning and all the teaching at home and all everything, it's like, I just can't help but laugh at this point. Like, who knew that I love him. He's a great kid, but he's not that smart.
Jeez. Okay, so Lori, your question for our friends listening this morning is what? Do you leave him in the class? Do you pull him back out again? Do you confess to the teachers that, or the administrators, that you helped him maybe a little too much?
Yeah, like, should I let him experience the advanced classes or should I just put a stop to it now and just pull him out and be like, I helped too much. You need to come out.
Because that could be really deflating to him. And maybe, just maybe, if you raise the bar, maybe he'll rise to the occasion. Yes or no? Okay, friends, we need your advice this morning for group therapy. Should she confess that she helped her son a little too much to get into this advanced math class?
What happens when he gets back into school and he doesn't have mommy holding his hand taking his homework for him?
Okay. Friends, what would you do? Let's help out Lori this morning.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Lori needs your advice this morning. Lori, if somebody's just now jumping into the conversation, can you get them up to speed here on what's going on with your son?
I unintentionally helped my son get into the advanced placement class for math when I helped him too much at home with his virtual learning.
Yes. Yeah, so she helped him, quote unquote, helped him a little bit too much. So what does she do at this point? Does she leave him in the math class that is above his head, or does she pull him back out again and confess to the teachers that she helped him a little too much? Heather in Smyrna's got some advice for you. Hey, Heather.
Absolutely keep your child in that advanced placement, sixth grade math. I have a second grader and a first grader who are doing the virtual learning myself and logging into the online video recording that I finally got. I'm seeing that they're sorting shapes and colors. So if it's anything like first and second grade, they are dumbing them down just a little bit simply to show them how to use a computer and online system. So that sixth grade math may be the best thing your child ever got exposed to, and actually doing addition or multiplication. Who knows, maybe division. But my second grader can do division. He's just learning over the summer with our Scholastic books. And to see him sorting shapes and colors was just the most comical thing I ever saw in my life.
Okay, I love that advice, Heather. They're dumbing things down. So, hey, maybe it would work, Lori. Heather says leave him in. Mark, you know, what do you say?
I've got a huge problem with this because mom is just doing his work for him right now. And look, I'm guilty of this too. My daughter's in second grade. I'm not afraid to help her out a little bit, all right, to make sure she gets the book report right or the spelling right. But you took a test for him. I need you to admit that you cheated to get him in this advanced placement class. So why is he going to try? Why is he going to try harder right now during virtual learning? Because mommy's just going to do it for me. Plus, you are convincing him that he's smarter than he really is. Because like I said, when he gets back to face-to-face learning, he gets in the classroom surrounded by kids that deserve to be there. He's going to be the odd man out, and that's really going to hurt him emotionally.
Right,
Curtis, what do you say? Do you agree with Mark that it's cheating?
I have to completely agree with Mark. It's not okay what she's done to help her child cheat or to help him do his work. To teach him or to help him learn is one thing, but to actually do his work, that's not okay. And I'm not sure if she's ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber, but I'm sure they're coming out with a sequel starring her and her son. Because if he goes to these classes, all she's doing is hindering him. He's going to be set back further than what he is now, and he's going to struggle in this class with these other advanced kids.
Danielle is here from Gillsville to help us out with some advice. Hey, Danielle.
My parents do the same thing to me as a kid, where my mom was not good at math. She tried to explain it. It was a struggle, and she was just like, here's your answer. That happened for a while, and I passed my classes, but then high school came, and I couldn't build on anything I learned because I didn't know anything to build on. And so it was a struggle. I took a lot of remedial classes. Finally in college, finally am making like A's because it was, or B's because it was really hard. And so, and now I'm actually going to be a teacher also. So I kind of see both sides. If she reached out to the teacher, because I mean, as an educator or as somebody that works with kids, I would understand where she's coming from, but they can get him some kind of like extra Zoom session with his teacher, extra tutoring. So,
right. My perspective is leave him in there, but stop doing the work for him. Because here's the thing, he could rise to the occasion. He could get pushed a little bit more. And if he doesn't get the concepts this year, he won't be in the advanced one next year, right? Like, it's going to shake itself out. But if you pull him out or you go confess to the teacher that Lori did the work for him, it's not only going to deflate his confidence, but then it puts just this weird shadow around his learning experience. I don't know. I feel like the damage has already been done. Don't make it worse by pulling him out of the class that he right now is confident that he got into it. Danielle, thank you so much for sharing your story to help us this morning. That's what group therapy is all about. Mark, what do you see coming in on the text line 51539?
From the 770, first thing that needs to happen is that mom needs to admit what she did. She kept changing her wording and not admitting that she cheated. This is how Lori Loughlin got busted.
Oh, that's true. We should have learned from Hollywood.
Right, and she's going to jail for 2 months.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Wow. You're right. All right, Sierra's got some advice for group therapy this morning. Hey, Sierra, what do you say?
I say that she actually needs to confess because as a parent, I understand that we want to push our child and see them succeed, but you're actually setting your child up for failure. Because they're going to think that somebody is always going to be there to call on them and always be there to help them instead of learning how to stand on their own 2 feet. They're in sixth grade now. us as parents, we have to start letting go and letting them see that, okay, I'm not good at this, so I need to work harder at it. If you're helping your child succeed now, they're not really going to understand and appreciate what real success is.
Yeah, so good. Thanks, Sierra.
I just feel like I got schooled by Sierra.
I think Sierra just changed my mind.
I know, right?
I was thinking leave him in, get him a tutor, maybe push him, give him confidence. But Sierra, I think you just changed my mind. Thank you so much.
Right. What did she just say, Jen Hobby? You better listen to Sierra.
All right, Holly in Loganville is here as well. Hey, Holly.
He needs to take him out. Our teachers are already doing work online, some of them in school learning as well. And you're putting a kid in there that already is behind and giving that teacher so much more stress and so much more work because she's having to give this child special attention because he's not, you know, up where he needs to be.
Yep. Good call, Holly. Good call. Okay. Our listeners are changing me around. I was thinking leave him in there.
See, Mark, they schooled you, Jenabi.
That's true. All right, what's on the text line?
I think this sums it up nicely from the 770. Mom needs to go back to school to learn integrity.
Ooh. Burn. Burn.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.